Now go back to your copy of 245D and look at the next subdivision, 4A. Do you see it? Again, the screen contains a simplified version of each of these training topics, as does your handout. The program requirements apply to all staff, regardless of service type. However, 245D.09 Subdivision 4A is specifically geared towards training topics that are specific and individual for each person or service recipient that the staff will support. Again, these topics are required as they apply based upon the needs of each person. There is one difference, though, and that will be highlighted. For community residential settings, or what we know as corporate group homes, and if the CSSP identifies that staff need training in the following three areas, then these topics in this particular list apply: activities of daily living, healthy diet, and instrumental activities of daily living. Again, these topics are only required for corporate homes or corporate homes and if the CSSP for the individual requires staff are trained on this. Topic number four is that everyone needs training on the person's CSSP and their addendum, which technically refers to all of the plans and support documents such as the IAPP, the self-management assessment, outcomes, and protocols. This is not determined by the needs of the person. This does apply to each staff person and each person they support. Medication setup, assistance, or administration training depends upon what the staff will be doing for the people they support. If they will be setting up or administering medications, they must take a course that has been developed by a registered nurse. Medical equipment training. This particular area was discussed in detail in the 245A module. Please refer to that information for more. Mental health crisis response, de-escalation techniques, and suicide intervention when supporting someone with a serious mental illness.